Capacity, port infrastructure, and port congestion. Capacity. Capacity can be a challenge to the water transport industry, depending on the global economy. During an economic recovery, for example, not enough capacity may be available to fulfill orders. Rare and unexpected events such as COVID-19 and its ordering boom aftermath, the international shipping crisis, can also seriously strain capacity. Some lanes had a tenfold increase in cost per TEU due to capacity shortages. A major problem affecting capacity is the repositioning of containers due to the imbalance of global trade. Carriers are reluctant to reposition empty containers. This is addressed more where containers are discussed. Port infrastructure, depth, height limitations. Ports must be built and maintained to provide a place for cargo ships to dock, unload, store cargo, and either reload or leave for another port. One requirement for cargo ships is the depth of water of the port. Channels that are 15.25 meters deep are required to accommodate most ships, although megaships may require more depth in the future. The approval process for port dredging can be slow. Port congestion. Many U.S. ports experienced congestion in 2014 and 2015 due to labor issues on the West Coast, and again in 2021 and 2022 as part of the international shipping crisis, during which the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles experienced record volumes. Port congestion may occur due to the increasing size of ships and shipments. Global container traffic increased from about 50 million TEUs in the 1990s to a staggering 852 million TEUs in 2022. As the average size of ships grows and more cargo is squeezed onto fewer weekly services, terminals have to prepare for much greater peaks in container activity. Cargo dwell time can create a congestion issue, especially for the smaller ports.